Tonight's message was going to be called Intimacy is Our Protection. See, what the Lord did is He just showed us intimacy. And He came in a powerful way. So I don't need to say everything, but I do need to say one thing. So you can just stay in this place of worship. You can stand, you can sit, whatever, but just listen a little bit. One of the things that people always ask is, I want to hear God's voice. How do I know? How do I know it's God's voice? How do I know what He's saying? A couple weeks ago, the Lord had me minister on just the prophetic and all what that meant. And one of the things that people have a hard time with sometimes is the prophetic, because there's a lot of weird stuff, but also because we don't understand it, because it's spiritual and it's not natural. But the answer really to how do I hear God's voice, or how do I know it's God's voice, is really only two things. One is, you got to know the Word of God. You must. No true prophetic word will ever contradict the Word of God. So if somebody says to you, you know what, I see that you're going to leave your wife and go marry another woman, you know, that we know that's not God. I mean, that's a given. But lying, cheating, stealing, unforgiveness, justifying sin, it's all in there. There's no word that will say that, a true word from God, that will contradict the Bible. The only way to know what's fake and what's real is to know the real, to assimilate and meditate it to a point where it's a part of us. But the second thing, and this is very, very, very important, and this is the point really of what I sense like God wanted to say, is protection from all this stuff is in the intimacy that we have with Him. And the same place that we are sensing tonight, this intimacy, and the same place that we have learned to fellowship with Him, that's the same place He speaks to us. So if we're having a hard time hearing His voice, and whether it be in any of the ways, I'm not just talking about giving a word in church. The main way God speaks to us is spirit to spirit, though there's other things in there, okay? But the protection is in that intimacy. That's where the protection is. The protection to know the false, the protection to know what's real, to know, oh, if somebody's saying something or preaching something, to have that discernment, it all comes from the same place. And I remember Pastor Dave used to do this thing where you'd pray out loud really in like the spirit for like 2 minutes, and then you'd stop, and then you'd sense where that spirit, where your spirit was. Well, in that place, He speaks to it. That's where He speaks to you. So when you hear a word, and you... And you're like, oh, I don't know if this is God. Well, identify if it's coming from your spirit, and that's how you're going to know. But this goes across the board. Should I say a word in church? Should I not? Is God really giving it to me? Is He not? What's He speaking to me in my private life? Here's the thing. Without intimacy, automatically we will revert back to the natural man. Okay? And that's where we get all confused. So what God wants us to do is, this place we're in tonight, that's the place of intimacy and fellowship with Him, that He will begin to show us things. And He will begin to speak to us that now word, because God is completely prophetic in who He is. There's no greater now word than in your private time with Him, and He shares something with your heart. He's a prophetic God in nature. Okay, it's who He is. It's not the weird prophetic. Of course, we're supposed to be cautious of things that aren't right, but how we're going to know that is from our spirit. The inner man developed to a place where we know His voice so closely and so clearly. That's really the protection in the prophetic and in everything else in life. And do you know that tonight, you know, we just kept singing, we kept worshiping. Do you know you can do that at home? Do you know that you don't have to have a song on? Do you know that if you know where your spirit man is, you can stop everything you're doing and just connect to where you know your spirit is, and that's where you're with the Lord, and just instantly, I love you, Lord, and that's it. It's in that place that you're going to know when to speak, when not to. And I need to tell this story. A few days ago, I was talking with somebody. I was talking with my dad, but he was talking to somebody. And I was on speakerphone, and this gentleman came in, and he was really interested about the Lord. And he kept going all around everything. He's been researching things, and he has a Jewish friend that's been telling him stuff and all this stuff. And I find myself there, and I'm sitting there, and, or like in my house, and I'm ministering to him, and I'm just telling him about how, you know, you got to get the first thing straight is that you need to be part of God's family, and not everybody is a child of God. We know that. In John chapter 1, it says that those who received Jesus, to them gave he power to become the children of God. And everyone may be part of God's creation, but they are not his children. Children is through that new nature. And, you know, he kept trying to analyze everything and get everything. It's like, wait a second, he's your father. And you have to first come into his family, and then everything else will begin to make sense. But I'm sitting there, and he's telling how his Jewish friend said, well, I believe in Jesus, except for Christians don't celebrate the Sabbath. And I said, well, that's where he's looking at the natural. You got to look at the spirit, which is that when you get born again, God gives you that spiritual rest because now you're born again. That's where the rest is. It doesn't really matter which day you celebrate on. That the Old Testament was just a type and shadow to show you that I'm bringing a rest. And that's what he was doing. Here's the point. The conversation was like an hour long. My dad fell asleep. Well, the phone is out. But here's what happened, and it's like at the end, it's like you bring it back to Jesus. But this is my point. The whole time I'm in there, my ear is tuned to that place in my spirit where God speaks to me, where there's that fellowship, right? So in that moment, what's happening is the word of God that I have studied can come forth because he's able to use the word that I've placed in me to minister to this guy. That place where I know God speaks, I'm focusing on, or I'm tuning into, or however you want to say it. And as these thoughts alight upon my heart and my mind, I'm able to share them. That's the now word of the Lord for that person. Okay? And that's what we can all do. Because every one of us are called to preach to the lost and to minister. But everything comes through the intimacy. Everything comes through that place. Every single thing comes through that place. And I'm going to tell you something else. In that moment, do you think I'm thinking, oh, geez, is this the prophetic gift? Is it, am I private, Lord? Or maybe, I don't know. Is Holy Spirit using me? Is this, you know, maybe this is just spirit-to-spirit communication? I'm not thinking of any of that. Because everything in that realm comes from the spirit. Okay, it comes from that intimacy. It comes from that fellowship. So I don't care about that. You think that the guy who comes to you and gets his son healed, you think he cares whether you operated in a gift or whether you operated in that by that inner witness or whether or not you had a calling of this or that or the other? He doesn't care. What does he care about? He cared that his son got healed. So even though there's teachings that can identify and break everything down, what's the bottom line? The bottom line is intimacy with God is our protection. It's the thing that leads us. It's the thing that keeps us. Pastor Jim was talking this morning about the Apostle Paul when when God told him in Acts chapter 9, and I literally had those in my notes. I'm like, oh my goodness. In 15 and 16, where God showed him through Ananias the thing that he would go and minister to kings and speak for him before people and all the things that he would suffer. That's why when Agabus went to him later and prophesied and said, you know, you're going to be bound and all this is going to happen, it didn't move him because he was standing upon the word of God. Now, some people would say, well, then God, why would God send Agabus? Well, because God was just giving a confirmation of, yes, my son, this is what I told you all those years ago. It's not wrong for God to give us confirmations. But all of us have to get to this place, like Pastor Jim was talking about this morning, where we are really allowing God to minister to us and to lead us into every area of our life. And one of the things we used to talk, me and Elaine, when we used to lead youth many years ago, we'd always share with them, we'd say, listen, God has a plan for your life. And it's not always that you have to go to high school and then go to university and then do this and then do that. And a lot of people do that. But you know what we need to do? To stop everything, get close to him, develop that inner man, that fellowship, that relationship, and say, God, what do you want me to do? And when God leads you like that, it'll be easier for you to hear him when he wants you to say something to somebody else, when he wants you to minister to somebody else. But I want to tell you this. If you read throughout all of the prophetic books, every time God spoke, he said, don't be afraid. And he would tell the prophets that too. Why? Because there is a measure where we have to overcome fear and step into the things that God is speaking to our hearts so that we can minister to other people. He will never make us do that. But guess what? When you love him enough and when you're hungry enough and when you take that first step, just like Peter stepped out onto the... People always bash Peter and I'm like, man, he's the only one that got out, you know? So obviously there's a message of sustaining, but We got to step out when God is telling us to step out. And how you will know is be aware of his presence. Every conversation, everything that you do, be aware of him speaking in that same place where we experience tonight that intimacy. We get all caught up in it because, God, you're so good and we just love you so much. And but guess what? He doesn't want to just love us. He wants to love others through us. And we have to get to that place where we're so willing to allow him to use us and to minister through us, because we talk about it, but when are we going to start doing it? I'm serious. Wherever we go, there's opportunity to minister Jesus. And stop being so afraid that, oh, maybe I'm going to miss him. Maybe I didn't hear him. The cure is develop your inner man. Develop that place where you are so intimate with him that you hear him. And don't get so caught up in all the details. Just walk in obedience. Amen. So I only shared that story with you about me talking to that gentleman because it was just a fresh story of knowing that in the moment, there's nothing I have to offer him. But as I'm open to the Lord speaking to me, I can minister God's heart to him. And that's what each and every one of us need to do. So the question of, is it God? How do I know it's the Lord? If you're asking that, maybe you just needed this information tonight where it's like, line it up to the word. And get close to the Lord so that you understand what he's saying. But maybe it also is identifier. Then maybe you need to get a little bit more intimate with God. Maybe you need to develop your inner man a little bit more so that he can lead you. You know, I've always been like this. This wasn't just since I stepped into ministry. And I know it's because I grew up with a dad who was like this. Everywhere we went, people, they heard Jesus, you know. But it doesn't matter that I grew up like that. All of us have this responsibility. If the Lord speaks to you, to minister to other people, but it comes through that intimacy and that fellowship. And so don't let it just be a night like tonight where we experience his intimacy, we go home, we're like, wasn't God so good? You know, and then we never share that with anybody else. He would have died for just each and each one of us. But he loves everyone as much as he loves us. So there are ditches, there are things that we need to be aware of, but our protection for all things, for prophecies, is in intimacy with him. So I just felt like I needed to encourage you a little bit tonight because I feel like he did what he wanted to do. This is just this is just kind of an addition, an add-on that I felt he wanted me to share, that take this with you. Take it with you. Every day worship him. Whether you feel like it or not, I'm a worshiper and there are days the singing feels so dry to me, but you do it anyway. Because that's where the intimacy grows. Trust his word more than you trust what you feel, because you're growing. I will say this, I've been praying in the spirit since my 20s, and I would do it and then I'd stop, and then I'd do it and then I'd stop, and I always was a worshiper and I was always into the word, but I'd pray in the spirit and then I'd stop, and pray in the spirit and then I'd stop. You know, there's a reason why there's four pillars. We got to do all of them. And even though it's the long game, though, because in the moment you don't necessarily feel anything. But when you look back on your life, you see victory if you stayed with it. And in those places, there's again, safety. But it all comes back to that fellowship and that relationship with him. Amen. Amen. Well, let's just bow our heads. Father, we just love you so much. We thank you, Lord, that... You wanted to show us intimacy tonight. That, Lord, it wasn't just a word to just expand our understanding and our knowledge tonight, but you actually wanted us to experience that intimacy and the healing, just everything that is available in your presence, Lord. And you're so good to us, Lord. We just love you so much, and we give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor, Lord, because you deserve it. But, Father, we don't want to go out of here and just revert back to old patterns and old ways. We want to every day seek you, Lord. Enter into this place of intimacy with you, this place where we grow our inner man, Lord, so that there is safety for us, but also so we can minister to others. Lord, everything comes from this place of fellowship, everything, every single thing. And Lord, as we grow in it, we will become the church that you have called us to be, Lord. And revival, Lord, will be a thing that is manifested and not just thought about. We thank you, Lord. We thank you so much for everything that you've done in us and everything that you want to do in us, Lord. And Lord, continue to work in us. And Lord, we take this home tonight, Lord, and we take it seriously. And Lord, I just for one want to say I love you so much and I thank you. Lord, my heart is yours forever, forever, Lord. You've won it completely. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Help us to be so sensitive when we minister to others, Lord. Just when we're around others, how we can speak and share your heart, the now word, the voice of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, there was a song before it said, I'm coming back to the heart of worship. Sometimes we get so much knowledge, we forget the simplicity of loving you. Knowledge isn't wrong, but Lord, sometimes we place it in the wrong place. We love you so much. We love you. And we honor you and we praise you. We give you all the glory for what you've done in us tonight and continuing to do so. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen, y'all. That's a good American word. I like it. Thank you, Jesus. So, be blessed. We'll see you on Wednesday.